Welcome. My name is Pastor Scotty Bockhaus, and we thank you for taking some time to listen to some audio recordings from the pulpit of the Riverview Baptist Church. Our desire is to show the Lord high, holy, and lifted up, as well as try to be a blessing to those through the Word of God. Please enjoy this message, and we pray that it will be a blessing to your life.
And if you wouldn't mind to take your copy of the Word of God and turn with me to the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. The Old Testament book of Deuteronomy and chapter number 17. Deuteronomy and chapter number 17. We have been advertising this special message and this special night for a while, dealing with this very special challenge that we're going to discover inside of this part of the Word of God, and then make an application to this church of something that we were going to encourage you to do for the next couple months towards the end of the year. Now, we've been pumping this up quite a bit, and I've enjoyed people trying to guess and think and trying to say, just tell me what it is. Well, it's here. It's here tonight. And we've been building up anticipation. I'm thankful that you're here, and we want to be an encouragement to you. And so we find our way to the book of Deuteronomy, the second telling of the law, and Deuteronomy in chapter number 17. And Deuteronomy chapter 17, we're going to see some important instructions given to a specific person of what they are supposed to do. And so if you wouldn't mind to take your copy of the Word of God and look with me, Deuteronomy chapter 17. Chapter 17, and notice with me in verse number 18. The book of Deuteronomy chapter number 17 and verse number 18, the Word of God says this: "And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priest and the Levites. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel." And if you're in the habit of marking things in your Bible, would you mark a commandment that God gave to the king in Deuteronomy chapter 17? Deuteronomy chapter 17, and notice with me verse 18, that he shall write him a copy of the law in a book. That he shall write him a copy of this law in a book. And with this, I'd like to present to you a kingly challenge. A kingly challenge. If you don't mind, let's go to the Lord together and let's speak to him. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for you being a wonderful God. And I thank you for how you've been working in our midst, how you keep preparing our hearts, how you've been answering prayers. And Lord, as we now are looking for your next step, we're looking for your vision, we're looking for your direction, I believe this is it. This is what you would have for us to do next. And I'm excited for it. I'm asking that you would help this message not just to be alive in my study and in my heart, but I'm asking that it would be alive as it's preached, and that we would have an understanding, that we would get the grasp, we'd see the purpose of it, and that we would be obedient and apply this to our own hearts and our own lives. Lord, I need your spirit to guide and direct. So the best I know how, I surrender myself, my goals, my ambitions, my desires. I set them aside and want what you want, that you would get your work accomplished through your precious word tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as we approach this kingly challenge, we find a certain instructions given inside of the law of God. Remember, the first five books of the Bible are the books of the law: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is the second telling of the law, where finally, after all these years, God says, "Moses, you go to town and you preach." And as he's preaching, he's giving application to many of the things that he learned. And we find here, under God's direction, this special orders given to the king. The very first thing I'd like to show you is the writing of the book. The writing of the book. Notice with me in verse 18. And it shall be when he here is going to be the king. The king, when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom. So the instructions are that this king, when he first becomes king and is now settled into his kingdom, God is going to give him some instructions. So at the very beginning, when he takes the throne of his kingdom, that he, the king, shall write him a copy of this law in a book, that which is before the priest and the Levites. So when a new king would take the throne, he would have the orders, the responsibility to get a copy of the word of God from the priest. And from that copy of the word of God that he got from the priest, he was to handwrite his own copy of the word of God for himself. That he was to take the Bible and to make his own copy that he wrote with his own handwriting, that would be his copy that he would have on himself at all times, that he would have access to, that he didn't have to wait. Remember, they didn't have printing presses back then. The Bible was going to be written by hand. And so they could borrow it from the Levites and the priests, but they didn't want to snatch a Bible from someone else. So the king would have the responsibility as soon as he became king, when he took the throne, to go to the priest, said, "Can I borrow the Bible?" And then take the Bible, and with his own hand, in his own handwriting, he was to write out the entire Bible for himself. So he would have the Bible available for him. Now, there was an added benefit by necessity that he would have to read every word of the Bible and write down every word. So therefore, the king not only would have his own copy of the word of God, by necessity, he also had to read every word and to write down every word. And he would be responsible for everything that he wrote down because he saw it from God's word. This is God's word. Now, even though he probably had a copy of the word of God from his ancestors, it was important that the king had his very own copy of the word of God. By the way, we already apply that here. The first thing I say when we come up and preach is for you to take your copy of the word of God. It is God's orders that everyone have their own copy of the word of God. You need to have a Bible open in your lap, and if you don't, even now, you are wrong. You need to have the Bible in front of you. You need to say what it says. See what it says for yourself. You are responsible. This is why when people come in, we encourage them to have the Bible. They need to have it in their own hands. Have it for themselves. It is very important to God that each person has a Bible for themselves. And now as we start our missions conference starting this weekend, we're putting an emphasis here of how important it is for missionaries to have Bibles to give to the people. Why? Because we don't want them just to be dependent on the preacher. We want to teach them how to look for God's will for themselves, how to see God's promises for themselves, how to see God's commands for themselves, how to seek God for themselves. By the way, you can't do that if you don't have a Bible. And if you're not reading God's word all the time, you are not going to find God's will. It all begins with God. And God has already provided his word, and now he's given it to us so we could read it for ourselves. It is very important to God. So much that he instructed the king, "King, when you're in charge, when you take the throne, you're now the head cheese inside of the nation. You need to have a copy of the word of God for yourself." And God gives him so much the instructions that you need to take it and write it out yourself. Now, why is it just using someone else's Bible, his ancestors, his father's, his grandfather's Bible? Because those become family heirlooms and you want to use those as treasures rather than read them yourself. "Oh, I don't want to mess up the pages. This is an old..." Well, if you have your own copy of the Word of God that's fresh and new, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have any excuse of not to read it, not to use it. Isn't God a smart God? That God has designed it so there would be copies of the word of God. It wasn't just dependent on a priest. It wasn't the idea, "Well, the priest knows everything. The preacher knows everything. I'm just going to listen to what the preacher says and hope that he's right." It's always been important for God for people to have the Bible for themselves and to see what God has to word for themselves and not have to be dependent upon the preacher. Now, the preacher is wonderful to be able to help the Bible make sense and to be able to explain some things, but people are responsible for reading the word of God for themselves. Now, God had commanded the king that he was to write it down. He can't cheat and go have a secretary, "Hey, write this down for me." No, God had made a commandment that it was important for him not to pass off the work, but it was important for him to write down each and every word for himself. Now, this was going to honor God. It was going to show that I'm putting God first by writing this down. It's to show that I'm not too good. I am not too good to write down God's word. In fact, I am humble enough to say I need to write God's word. I need to have God's word for myself. I need to know what it says. So we start off here with this idea of the writing of the book. Then we come to the second thing, the instruction for the book. The instruction for the book. Notice with me in chapter 17 in verse 19. And it, what's this it? This book that he wrote, this handwritten copy that he wrote for himself, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life. You see, just writing the word of God was not going to be enough. God had given him instructions that he was going to read the Bible every day. This is God's instruction. Now, I haven't talked about regular folks. This is the king. But think about this. It was good enough for the king to write down the word of God for himself. It was good enough for the king to have his own copy of the word of God for himself. And it was good enough for the king to read the Bible for himself every day. This was God's instruction. The greatest thing you could do every day for yourself is to read the Bible, to read God's word. And let me tell you, if you're not reading God's word, you are wrong. You can't know God's will if you're not in God's Bible. You can't even have God's blessings without his word. This is necessary. You need to have the Bible for yourself and to see it for yourself and to read it for yourself and to have it on hand. Think about how smart God is. He gave this law in a time that they didn't have printing presses. You couldn't go to Walmart. You couldn't go to a bookstore. You were to take the Bible that was preserved and write it out for yourself. And you were to make sure that you had everything in it, because now you have to read it for yourself every day. You're responsible for not only reading it, but knowing it, to obey it. The instructions of the book. Now let's cover this, the purpose of the book. So we started off that he was instructed to write the book. Then we saw the instruction for the book, that he was supposed to take the book and to read it for himself every day. But why? Why is this so important to God? Now, we're talking directly about the king. We'll make the application to ourselves here in a bit. But why was it so important to God that he had his own copy of the word of God? Why was it so important to God that the people read the Bible for themselves every day? What is the purpose? What is the reason? Well, as he would read the Bible every day, as he would read God's word every day, it would profit him. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. That means it's good for you. Now, some of you may not believe it, but let me tell you, to read the Bible every day is profitable for you. It is good for you. Don't you want things that are good for you? This won't hurt you. It won't harm you. It's going to profit you. It's going to benefit you. Everyone likes profit. It is going to benefit you. How is it going to benefit the king? Well, I'm glad you asked, because the Bible shows us. How is it going to benefit? What is the purpose? Well, first of all, we see the purpose here. He may learn to fear the Lord. He may learn to fear the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter number 17. Notice with me at verse 19. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life. Notice why? That he may learn to fear the Lord his God. Why should he read his Bible every day? Because he may learn to fear the Lord his God. Now, that brings up a question. How do we develop the fear of God? We talk about the fear of the Lord as the beginning of wisdom. We speak a lot about the fear of God, that it all begins with God. It begins with our vision of God. How do we get the fear of God? By reading your Bible. By reading your Bible. Through our daily Bible reading, we develop a fear of God. Now, we've defined the fear of God before. What is the fear of God? Where does it come from? The fear of God is an emotional response we develop from getting to know God personally. How do we get to know God personally? By reading your Bible. If you haven't been reading your Bible, then you've been getting further and further away with God. Remember, all relationships take work. Remember when you graduated high school and you said, these friends will be my friends forever. And then a couple years later, you don't even know their number. You don't know where they're at. What happened? Well, because you didn't spend time with them, the distance in that relationship grew. Well, the longer you stay away from your Bible, the further away your relationship with God is, your fellowship with God. God becomes more and more distant. So how do I keep close to God? How do I keep a close fellowship with God, an intimate fellowship with God? By reading your Bible every day. Why should he read his Bible therein all the days of his life? That he may learn to fear the Lord his God. This is the way that we get to know God personally. What else? How else does it profit the king? What else is the purpose of this? Well, notice again verse 19. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, and to keep the words of this law. Notice here that not only that he would develop a fear of the Lord, but he may learn to keep God's word. He may learn to keep God's word. It's through his daily Bible reading that he learns to keep the word that he read. What does that mean? That means I'm hiding it in my heart. I'm keeping it. I'm memorizing it. I'm putting it in me. The more that I read it, the more familiar. The more that I read it, the more it's going to be put into me. The word keep carries the idea to guard and to protect. I want to keep God's word. I want to keep it close to me. How do I do that? By daily Bible reading. It's like, you remember when you were forced to learn a foreign language? And now we say, how you do with the language? Like, I don't even know a couple words. It's gone. It's a use it, lose it type thing. Man, the more that you stay away from your Bible reading, the less Bible knowledge you keep, you retain. It fades away. It's gone. If you want to stay knowing more of God's word, you stay in God's word every day and you keep it and you guard it and you protect it. More of God's word gets in your heart and the desire to keep God's word increases. That's a wonderful benefit that God has placed. Why should the king write the word of God and read it every day? To develop the fear of God. Why should he read the Bible every day? Because he may learn to keep God's word. Notice something else that we find here. It says, and it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn the fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes. And notice this, to do them. The third thing, third benefit, the third promise, the third purpose, that he may learn to obey God's word. As the word of God is read daily and the word of God is read consistently, we will be more likely to obey the words that we read. Why do people have a hard time obeying God? Because they're not in God's word in the first place. But if you're in God's word consistently and daily, you have no problems obeying God's word. You want to obey God's word. There's something that's put inside of you where you want to be pleasing with God. That's why the first way to try to get people back to the Lord is get them back in the Bible. You need to read the Bible for yourself. There is no substitute. You need to read the Bible for yourself every day. This is why it was so important for the king that when he became king, he was to go and find a Bible. He was going to write down the Bible for himself and then take his own copy of the Word of God that he had for his own self and to read it every day. And as he read it every day, he developed the fear of the Lord. As he read it every day, he developed the desire to keep, to retain God's Word. As he read it every day, it helped him to want to obey God's Word. Notice something else we see in verse number 20. That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren. What else about daily Bible reading that God wanted for the king? It was to learn to keep him humble. It was learn to keep him humble. As he read God's word, it would keep him humble. If the Bible, if he is reading God's word daily and is getting the correct view of God, then it helps us to see ourselves as we truly are. It's hard to be prideful and arrogant when you realize that I need God for everything. It is hard to be self-sufficient when you realize that God is my all in all, and I need his wisdom. I need his provision. I need all of this. I'm not better than everyone else. I'm a sinner saved by grace, and I need God's help every hour. I need him every hour. As we obey what God has given to us, it helps us to have the right view of submission. You know, if the king is saying, you know what, God's my boss, and I'm going to do whatever he says, he's going to be a good king. We've seen what happens when someone says, I don't care what God says, I'm going to do whatever we want. We see that everything turns into a wreck pretty quickly. To read God's word keeps them humble. Why do people have a pride problem? Maybe it's because they're not in the Bible enough. Listen to me, I know what I'm doing. How about read your Bible? Study God's word. Why is it? Now, again, this is directed to the king. The king was supposed to, when he took the throne, to grab a copy of God's word and write it for himself. Then he would have his own copy of the word of God. And then he would have no excuse why he couldn't read it every day. And as he read it every day, it helped him to have the right view of God. It helped him to have a fear of the Lord. It helped him to keep God's word. It helped him to obey God's word. It helped keep him humble. What else about God's word? Notice again in verse 20, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left. Now, think about this, that God wants him to stay on a straight path. God wants to lead him on the right path, the plain path, not go over to the left, not go to the right, not stray one to another. You know, when people get away from their Bible, they start having false views, and they start veering away from where they're supposed to do. They start excusing sin, start getting used to sin, or maybe they start having a bad reaction and they start coming over here that's outside of being biblical and yelling at everyone else who's not right. We see people who do that all the time with standards, that people will judge how right people are by the clothes they wear. Listen, you don't wear the right clothes, so you're not right with God. Well, yeah, you're not reading your Bible. You know, what happens is we have the wrong view of people and the wrong view of things and not the right view of God. Does it make sense? It helps someone to stay on the right path, that they don't veer to the left and they don't veer to the right, that they have a biblically defensible position. It's one of the things if we're reading God's word all the time, another benefit. Then we see something else by the king. That the king is supposed to take the word of God when as soon as he becomes king and write a copy for himself. Then as he writes a copy for himself, he's supposed to read it every day. And as he reads his own copy of the word of God for himself, he develops a fear of God. As he reads the Bible every day, he begins to keep God's word, hide it in his heart, make it a part of him. And then as you read God's word every day, he has a desire to obey it. And then as he's reading God's word, has a correct view of God, he begins to be humble and not prideful, not thinking that he's the greatest, realizing I need God. And then as he reads God's word every day and hides it in his heart, that it's going to keep him on a plain path, the straight path, not going to the left or the right. Notice in verse 20, we see one more thing here. That his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. We see one more thing here. Why is the king supposed to take the Bible and to make his own copy? And from that copy, read it every day. What is he supposed to do? How does this benefit? Well, he'll see his kingdom blessed by God. You see, God blesses his word. And the more that we have of God's word in our lives and our hearts and our obedience, the more that we're going to have God's blessings. That's why we clearly say you need to be in God's word every day. If you want God's blessings, be in God's word every day. Without God's word, you're going to miss his blessings. You're going to miss so much. And we all need God's blessings. The king here, God said, it's going to direct you the way that it's going to go. That it's going to prolong his days in the kingdom and his children in the midst of Israel. The blessings are going to come from the obedience of the king to God's word. Now, isn't that a wonderful commandment that God had given? You think our government would be a lot better if our officials decided they took this and write God's word for themselves and then actually read the Bible? Forget just writing it down. How about just read the Bible every day? It would do them a lot of good. Now, we've been advertising the Kingly Challenge, and you're probably wondering, what is our challenge? My challenge is not for you to write the entire Word of God. But my challenge to you is going to be, I want every single one of you to take a book of the Bible. There are 66 books. I want you to take a book of the Bible that's at least three chapters. So not Obadiah, not 2 John, not Philemon. It has to be at least three chapters. And I want you to take a notebook and I want you to write out the entire book of the Bible by hand. If it was good enough for a king to do, don't you think it's good enough for you to do? And by the way, this is something that every single person in here can do. Every single person in this room, if you're in school, you can do this. You could write the Word of God for yourself. And I challenge you. Now, I'm not going to twist your arm. I'm not going to bait you. I'm not going to think. But this is a kingly challenge. If it was good enough for a king, I double dog dare you, challenge you. Why don't you do it? You know what? There's a lot of benefits that would come out if you wrote God's Word by hand. You might even find a brand new favorite book. You know, if you start writing the Word of God by hand, you'll start finding things you never saw before. It could have been your most favorite book and you thought you knew everything about it. But when you write it by hand, you'll see some things that you never saw before. This is a kingly challenge. It was a commandment to the king. And if it was good enough for the king, it is good enough for us. Now, there's no limit. If you want to take a big book of the Bible, you have until the end of the year. 3 months is reasonable in September, October, November, December. Yeah, you got a little bit more than 3 months. You got a little less than 4 months. You could do that. That's an easy assignment. So you could take a notebook, get a brand new fresh pad of paper, legal pad, notebook, and pick a book. Find one that you want to write out by hand and make it your challenge to write it out. Now, maybe those of you who are hyper-organized will say, well, in order to do this, I have to do a certain number of verses a day. Wonderful. If you say, I don't care, I'm just going to start writing, then start writing. I gave this challenge several years ago at a different place where I pastored. I had someone who started to write the entire book of Psalms by hand. And he turned in legal pad after legal pad after legal pad, and he was having a wonderful time doing it. Listen, this is something you could do. You can get this done. And it's a great challenge as we put an emphasis this year on the Word of God. What a great way to end this year in the emphasis of the Word of God by taking a book, just one book, and writing it out by hand for yourself. And you will see the benefits for yourself and go, wow, I got more out of this than what I thought I did. This will be something that will be a great blessing. So what I want you to do is I want you to find a book. So instead of a regular invitation, I'm going to invite you to find the book. And I encourage you before you walk out of here to already know what book you're going to start on. And I want you to kind of come up with your plan. When are you going to work on it? How long are you going to work on it? Where are you going to get the pad of paper from? If you need one, I'll have to get one. If you just can't, I have no access to Amazon or Walmart. I'll find some way for you. I'll get rid of excuses for you. But write it down for yourself. Find a book of the Bible at least three chapters long. Now, each of you know your own talents and your own skills. Some of you are very good at reading and writing. Don't pick a three-chapter book. I challenge you to do at your level. But you could do it. And I believe every single one of you could give a testimony at the end of the year how much this little thing of writing God's Word for yourself made an impact for you. Thank you for listening to this audio message. This is Pastor Scotty Bockhaus, and I encourage you to take this information that you just received and make a specific decision to follow after the Lord. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, let me beg you to take the time
to receive Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. If you are saved, I encourage you to make a decision in your life to help you get closer with the Lord. If there's anything specific we can do to be a blessing or to pray for you, we encourage you. Look us up on the internet at riverviewbc.com. Once again, that's riverviewbc.com. Or if you would prefer to call us, you can give us a call at area code 920-530-6308. Once again, that number is 920-530-6308. If there's anything we can do to be a blessing or an encouragement to you, please let us know. We would love to make ourselves available. Thank you.